Jeremiah chapter 36. Now it came to pass, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Get yourself a book scroll, and write in it all the words which I have spoken to you concerning Israel and concerning Judah, and concerning all the nations, from the day when I spoke to you in the days of Josiah up to this day. Perhaps the house of Judah will pay heed to all the trouble which I am considering to do to them, in order that they turn back, each from his evil way, so that I pardon their iniquity and their sin. At this, Jeremiah called for Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote in the book scroll, from Jeremiah's dictation, all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch and said, I am under arrest, I cannot go to the house of the Lord. So you go and read from the scroll which you have written from my dictation. Read the words of the Lord in the hearing of the people in the house of the Lord, on a day of fasting, and also read them in the hearing of all of Judah who come from their cities. Perhaps their supplication will fall before the Lord, and they will turn back, each man from his evil way. For great is the anger and fury which the Lord has pronounced on this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did everything that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, to read the words of the Lord from the book in the house of the Lord. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah the king of Judah, in the ninth month, that all the people in Jerusalem, and all the people who had come from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem, proclaimed a fast before the Lord. And Baruch read from the book the words of Jeremiah, in the house of the Lord, in the office of Gemariah the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the upper courtyard, at the entrance of the new gate of the house of the Lord, in the hearing of all the people. And when Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the book, he went down to the king's house, to the scribe's office, and he found all the officials sitting there, Elishamah the scribe, and Delaiah the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan the son of Akbor, and Gemariah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the officials. And Micaiah told them all the words which he had heard when Baruch read from the book in the hearing of the people. And all the officials sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch to say, Take in your hand the scroll from which you read in the hearing of the people, and come here with it. So Baruch the son of Neriah took the scroll in his hand and came to them. And they said to him, Please sit down and read it in our hearing. So Baruch read it in their hearing. And it came to pass, when they heard all the words, that each was afraid, staring at his neighbour. And they said to Baruch, We will certainly tell the king all these words. And they inquired of Baruch and said, Please tell us how it was that you came to write all these words at his dictation. And Baruch said to them, He dictated all these words to me, while I wrote them in the book in ink. Then the officials said to Baruch, Go and hide yourself, you and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. And they went to the king in the courtyard, but they deposited the scroll in the office of Elishamah the scribe, and they related all the words in the king's hearing. Then the king sent Jehudi to fetch the scroll, and he fetched it from the office of Elishamah the scribe. And Jehudi read it in the king's hearing and in the hearing of all the officials who were standing around the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month, and the fire in the hearth in front of him was burning. And it came to pass, when Jehudi had read three or four columns, that the king cut it up with the scribe's penknife, and he threw it into the fire which was in the hearth, until the whole scroll was consumed in the fire which was in the hearth. And they were not afraid, and they did not tear their clothes, neither the king nor any of his servants, who heard all these words. But Elnathan and Delaiah and Gemariah as well appealed to the king not to burn the scroll, but he did not heed them. And the king commanded Jerahmeel, the king's son, and Seraiah, the son of Azriel, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdeel, to seize Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet. but the Lord had hidden them. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after the king had burnt the scroll and the words which Baruch had written at Jeremiah's dictation, and it said, "Act again, get yourself another scroll, and write on it all the former words which were on the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, burnt. And you will say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, this is what the Lord says, you burnt this scroll and said, why have you written on it, saying, the king of Babylon will certainly come and bring this land to ruin, and he will remove man and beast from it. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah. He will not have anyone sitting on the throne of David, and his corpse will be thrown to the heat by day and to the icy cold by night. And I will visit him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring on them and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem and on the men of Judah all the trouble which I spoke to them, but which they would not hear." So Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Baruch the son of Neriah, the scribe, and he wrote on it at Jeremiah's dictation all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burnt in the fire. And there were added to them many more words like those.